Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from the Old Testament reading found in Job 19. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God. This is the word of the Lord. The story of Job isn't necessarily the most upbeat story to use to begin Easter morning. We come here with the expectation of joy and gladness in our hearts. We just sang, after all, "Awake my heart with gladness." Job's story, though, not so glad, at least in the early goings. Everything taken from him, his herds and livestock, his fields, his servants, his children. His health, his body was covered in sores, we read, and he sat amongst the ashes. But he refused to curse God and die, even though everyone told him to. In the middle of having lost everything, Job said the words we heard just a moment ago. I know that my Redeemer lives. In my flesh, I shall see God. What a confession. How could we ever be so bold to confess like Job when everything is falling apart around us that we have a Redeemer who lives? A Redeemer who has overcome the grave. A Redeemer who is not dead but lives. Because, dear friends in Jesus Christ, he does live. Our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, does live this morning. And this reality makes all the difference for you and I as God's people. Because you see, the reality of our Christian faith is so much greater than just Jesus dying for us, but it's that the very same Lord who died upon the cross lived on the third day. The fact that he lived on the third day meant that his death on Good Friday was powerful. It meant that it did the job. We have, for some reason, I don't quite understand it, shortchanged the importance of Jesus rising from the dead. If I were to do a poll, probably of you this morning and all the people who come to worship here at Our Redeemer this morning, and ask you, what is the great hope that you have as a Christian? What has Jesus accomplished for you? The majority of people would say something to the effect of, well, Jesus died for me. And when I die, I get to go to heaven. And that is such an inadequate answer to what Easter tells us. Notice what we say in the creed. We believe in the resurrection of the dead. Job knew that when his life was gone in the flesh, in his body, he would stand before God. He knew that no matter what Satan took away in this world and in this life, that there was life beyond the grave. That there was a life lived with his Redeemer that no one, not even Satan, could take away from him. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, that's what Easter is for you. Death is undone. The grave does not have power over you. It cannot hold you in forever. Because Jesus lives, we also shall live. Our epistle for this morning is found in 1 Corinthians 15. And if any of you want a good devotional exercise for this Easter day, I would invite you to go home today and read the whole of 1 Corinthians 15. It would be great if we had the whole chapter as one of our readings tonight, but then, you know, or this morning, then, you know, the service gets kind of long. And it's just a little much. But Paul writes, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. Death has no power over you, because death had no power over Jesus. Your Redeemer lives. And that means your flesh will see God. This flesh, which is so broken down and fails us so often, these bodies which get fat and sick and tired and sweaty and disgusting, full of disease and infection, these bodies which fail us day in and day out, they will be made perfect as Jesus is perfect. That, dear friends in Christ, is Easter. That's what the joy of the resurrection is all about. That we can say, I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. That our life is not just floating around in the clouds, bodiless, strumming harps with wings on our backs and singing hymns all day. No, our eternity is in the flesh. Flesh made perfect. In Easter, the divide that exists between what is heavenly and what is earthly is taken away. We might think of that divide as sin. Sin is what separates us from God and his heavenly presence among us. Sin separates us from God's love and his gifts. But in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, that divide is taken away. Earthly, sinful bodies have the promise of being made glorious. Death has lost its power. Dearest friends in Jesus, like Job, you can confess that you have a Redeemer that lives. Like Job, you can confess that you will see him in the flesh. Like Mary, in our gospel today, who said, I have seen the Lord, you can say, I will see the Lord. In the middle of all that earth throws at us, that sin throws at us, that Satan throws at us, sing with joy that you have a Redeemer who lives, that he grants you the gift to look upon him face to face in heavenly glory for all eternity. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.